Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up, Better Brainstorming in a Few Easy Steps, or Let's Get Creative. Well, folks, you know that mind bender problem that's been giving you a headache for too long? In the next couple of minutes, I'm going to tell you a powerful, research-supported way to come up with more and more creative ideas to solve it and any other problem that comes up going forward in your life. And get this, you already know how to do it. You just have to put step one, being what you already know how to do, together with step two, brainstorming. And it's free. And it's la-di-da-di-da-di-da, easy. Want to guess which everyday behavior it is? Hint, Einstein enjoyed doing it. And the research showed it made no difference doing it facing a wall or doing it in one room with brainstorming after in another room or doing it inside or outside. This is getting interesting, isn't it? Give up. Walking. Not even brisk walking. Or power walking, or race walking, just plain old la-di-da-di-da-di-da strolling along led to bing, 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 bingo. On creativity tests like coming up with novel uses for common everyday objects, people walking were more creative than when sitting. Like, for example, asked for novel uses for a button, someone stepping out said, a doorknob for a dollhouse. Don't you just love that one, a doorknob for a dollhouse? And this mind-expanding effect of walking was very powerful. In four separate studies, people walking were more creative from 81 to 100% of the time. And it didn't matter strolling on a treadmill while gazing at a blank wall or outside, with the birdies and the trees in the sky and other strolling Einsteins. And people were just as creative sitting down right after walking as they were while meandering along. So, next time me, you, or you and your partner in parenting, or you and your business team, or whatever, are stumped, let's follow in Einstein's footsteps and get creative. I'm Dr. Rich, the perambulator O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.